In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Now, the world-class open ocean swimmer and host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, is trying again at the age of 61. I'm Matt Holzman, and I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress until she walks up on that beach in Florida. Her enormous undertaking has been plagued by bureaucratic snafus, but she's now ready to go regardless if the weather will cooperate. Her wait has been a difficult one, and today I wanted to read part of an email that Diana sent to her support group late last night. It gives you a sense of what a remarkable woman she is. Dear team, in capital letters, a quick update. Understatement to say that as a couple of days ago, I entered into something akin to a state of shock to be here in Key West in mid-September and to receive once again a weather report of an approaching week or so of 15-knot winds out of the east. But I suppose this stage of the quest is directly analogous to the managing of the swim, with a capital S, itself. Those 60 or so hours are not going to go down smoothly. There will be pain. Doubts will rise to the surface. Wrangling a disheartened spirit will be part of it. I am trained and capable to survive those downtimes and make it to the other shore. And it is now, during these intensely difficult times of waiting, second-guessing previous decisions, waiting more, watching the days of the calendar flip by one after another, that I must summon the conviction that has driven me all these 14 months. When I arrived here on August 18th, I noticed the blackboard announcements in the lobby marked the sunset at 8:03 p.m. Well, today it was marked 7:43 p.m. We've lost 20 minutes of daylight in fairly quick fashion. Yet I have to behave like a professional, and a professional in this particular sport doesn't cave when the forecast continues to dictate adverse conditions. The ocean is still very warm, and that will not change soon. September has historically produced days of very calm waters, and I believe those waters will present themselves someday fairly soon. I've had moments, hours, even days of high anxiety, but each time, because the desire, the dream, again capitalized, lives so large within me, I come back and I am thoroughly, unrelentingly in it, in quotes. I go to sleep feeling my body taking powerful strokes through the sea. I wake up from dreams, wide awake with visions of the Florida coast just across a couple of miles of ocean in front of me. Not one of you has dropped out. Every one of you wrote me after the last email when I shared the discomfort I was feeling due to these delays. You encouraged me. You lifted me through that low. With the latest negative forecast 2 days ago, I again went into a funk. But I'm back. Back believing. Thanks for sticking with me. We'll experience this journey together. Diana goes on to talk about some of the things her team has learned during the delay that will actually benefit her when she finally does get into the water for her fateful swim. It's very Diana that she'd eventually see the upside. I'm Matt Holzman. Tune in next week at this time for an update on Diana Nyad's dream, or go to kcrw.com/dream.